Father, we praise you. Father, we love you. Father, we worship and honor you. Be glorified for a day like this. In Jesus' precious name, give him the praise as you take your seat. Welcome to the Blessing Sunday of the month of August, which is actually the first Sunday of the month. And in this Sunday, we already have 17 nations. Dr. Miss Energy, I'm sure, was overwhelmed. 17 nations here worshiping with us on a Sunday morning from Benin Republic, from
that's
Burkina.
19.
Really?
Back page.
All right. Yes, that's right. Benin Republic, 19 countries, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Canada, Ethiopia, France, Gabon, Germany, Ghana, Ireland, Kenya, Niger Republic, Norway, Poland, Sierra Leone, Sweden, the Netherlands, and we have the United Kingdom and also United States of America. Woo! Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Welcome you all. You are not living here the same way, in Jesus' precious name. It's our month of vision and direction. The young man just testified about direction. For above only existence. You see, he went above. He was in the top of his realm, of his field, by the mystery of vision and direction. Today, in this second service, we are looking at the blessing of divine direction, part 2. The blessing of divine direction, part 2. By way of objective, to say, we want to understand the blessedness of divine direction. And to understand strategic directions that can bring the blessing. What is the blessedness of divine direction? We saw severally in the first service that divine direction is key to divine provision. The direction of God guarantees the provision of God. We saw that divine guidance is tied to divine goodness. The goodness of God is accessible by the guidance of God. We saw in the first service that his leading is tied to his blessing. In this service, we shall look at the text from Isaiah 49 and in verse 10. Isaiah 49 and in verse 10. They shall not hunger nor thirst. Neither shall the heat nor the sun smite them. Why would they not hunger? Why would they not thirst? Why would the sun not smite them? For he that has mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall he lead them. The leading of God is a leading from scarcity. It's a leading away from scarcity. They shall not hunger. They shall not thirst. It's a leading from scarcity. A leading away from shortage. A leading away from lack. A leading away from need. Neither shall the sun smite them. The leading of God is a leading away from adversity. Adverse conditions of life is a leading away from adversity. It's a leading away from calamity. You are not meant to be a victim of the heat of life if you are a candidate of the voice of God. If you are the candidate of His voice, you can't be the victim of the heat. There may be heat in life, but it's not looking for you. They shall not hunger, they shall not thirst. Neither shall the heat nor the sun smite them. For he that has mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall he guide them. The guidance of God averts dryness in life. By the springs of water, it averts dryness in life. It averts dryness in life. You are not permitted to exist on dry grounds, waterless grounds, if you are connected to the leading of God. If your life is dry, in all probability, there is something God is saying that you are not hearing. If your life is dry, there is something you need to know that you are not aware of. Some time back, I noticed that my income wasn't what it should be. My income, personal income, separate from church income. And everybody who is real know that there is a difference between what is church and what is personal for the pastor. I don't have one single church check in my possession from the beginning till today. Witness. I don't have one single church money, never branch my house. Does not, will never. Not now. From the beginning, from His Christ. I won't talk about that right now. So, I began to notice that it was reducing. So the young man that we used to send, I just summoned him one day. He said, tell me, what's going on? He used to sort out the money. I share. If he counted 30,000, he will bank 20,000. Counted 50,000. He will bank 30,000. What is being counted is different from what is being banked. Higher. He was summoned. What have you been doing? I am sorry, sir. If you have a need, why can't you say that guy hasn't recovered till today? Suddenly his body began to burn. Heat all over. Body on fire. God had to show that something was wrong. If there is a condition of scarcity, dryness, or something is wrong, it means there is something you are not hearing. Or there is something you are not seeing. Or there is something you haven't known that you need to know. Or there is something you are not doing that you are meant to be doing. We'll come to that shortly. Somebody say aloud, amen. By the springs of water shall he lead them. I see somebody here. The last emptiness your wells experience shall be the last forever. The last episode of dryness shall be the last forever. Everybody on the first balcony hearing me, shout the loudest. Amen. No, those in the main sanctuary, just hold your peace. Everyone in the first gallery, you heard me shout the loudest, amen. Second gallery, you heard me shout the loudest, amen. God bless you. Just trying to test that you are hearing. Hallelujah. Now go to Isaiah chapter 43. 45 verse 1. to verse 3. He said, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I will go before you and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. Aye, 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 aye. That thou may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. God is about to give somebody access to the treasures of darkness, to the hidden riches of secret places. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. The passage we just saw is not just direction. It is guidance. Let me tell you the difference. You want to know the difference? Alright, come. You say he wants to know the difference. You say, excuse me, sir. I want to go to Nikon Hilton. Right? Or Transcorp Hilton. How do I go there? So I can say, okay, just follow this road straight. You go to the city gate, you turn left, and then you move to the central area, come to the federal secretary, go all the way straight, and then turn left, and then by the left-hand side, as you arrive at that Ghana Street Junction or something like that, by the left again, you will see the Hilton there. Is that okay? I have given you direction. Guidance. How do I go to Nikon Hilton? Come, let me take you. Let me guide you. Yes, follow me here. Just drive after me. Just drive after me. I am guiding. Anywhere I turn, turn. I'm not just giving you lead direction. I'm giving you guidance. Follow me. I turn. Follow me. I turn. Follow me. I turn. Okay? This is Nikon. This is Transcorp Hilton. Bless you. Have a wonderful day. See you later. Don't just let God tell you where to go. Let God go in front of you. Let God. He said, I will go before you. 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 I don't just want you to tell me where to go, Lord. I want you to go in front of me. I want you to go with me. Because if you go with me, no door can stop you. That is why you are going in front of me and you break the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron and make the crooked places straight, because you are going with me. Mahashatata. In this month of August, you will not just experience direction, you will experience guidance. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and say, I receive divine guidance. One thing you must know is that God does not force himself on people. God goes where he is desired. He goes where he is desired. Now take your seat and out of that passage note that divine guidance is key to divine abundance. Guidance provokes abundance. Direction may bring provision, but guidance brings abundance. There is a difference. Provision is attending to the needs that you have. Abundance is excess without stress. You have more than what you need. My God shall supply your need. That is provision. You don't have problem with house rent. You don't have problem with money for fuel. But when it reaches abundance, you are not just looking for money for fuel. You are the fuel refiner. You are the fear. You are not just looking for a house to sleep in. You are the one who owns the estate that people are coming to live in. So direction may bring you provision, but guidance brings you into abundance. That is, I am not just showing you where to go. I am with you. We are together. You are a businessman, but whenever people see you, they feel God. They feel the presence of God. They experience God. They encounter God when they see you, because you are not just following the voice of God. You are carrying the presence of God. You are carrying the person of God. We need more people in the business world. More people in the political realm. More people in various fields that carry God and carry His presence. Nobody has ever failed me in an oral interview. At least, my journey of academic world. No. Hallelujah. I speak today in the name that is above every other name. Divine abundance is your portion by guidance. Take your seat. Guidance is key to accessing hidden riches, hidden wealth, hidden resources. God going before you will show you what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard. God going before you. Secrets of accessing hidden riches and treasure. Now let us go further. Do we have examples in scripture of people who had the... Now we are talking of divine direction. We just stepped into guidance right now in this service. So if you hear direction, just extrapolate it to guidance. Who are the people that experience such direction? And in some cases, guidance. Examples, number one, Isaac for this service. Genesis chapter 26 verse 1 to 3. Genesis 26, 1 to 3. And there was famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham, thy father. So he's giving him direction as well as guidance. Dwell in this land. I will be with you. I will be with you. I'm here with you. We are together. We are together. And Isaac obeyed. And in verse 12, Isaac sowed in the same land. People were looking for what to eat. Isaac was looking for what to sow. Isaac had what to sow. Where people were looking for what to eat. Nobody was thinking of sowing. There was famine in the land. There was scarcity. And Isaac sowed in that land. And received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man was great. And went forward. And grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks. And possession of herds. And a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. The voice of God is the answer to the famine in the land. Every time there is a famine in any land, the only way to survive it is the voice of the Lord. What God is saying to you, what God wants you to do, will make you exist under an adverse climate in favorable conditions. adverse climate, but favorable conditions. For the rest of the world, their climate is adverse. But for you, it appears favorable because you are connected to the voice of the Lord. Listen, the voice of God makes you the envy of your world. The Philistines envied him. There is something God will say to you that you will do that will make you the envy of your world. The voice of the Lord makes a man the envy of his world. There is somebody here. You are turning into an envy in your world. And if you are that, what a beautiful view. You are turning into an envy of your world. God will beautify you just like that. You are turning into an envy of your world. Those who don't like you will soon envy you. And let me tell you, if you are not ready for envy, avoid the blessing. Just avoid being blessed. If you are normal and ordinary, no envy, no attack, but just dare to be different and just dare to be blessed, you will see envy that will lead to jealousy, that will lead to bitterness, that will lead to hatred and confrontation. But if you like, keep on hating, and I'll keep on flying. Hey! Hey! Papa Yede could say the more they hated him, the bigger he got. Ay, 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 ay. And the Philistines envied him. All that came out of hearing God. I announce today, somebody, God, is about to make his voice clear to you. Say it like a believer. Say it like a believer. Say it like a believer. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat in the presence of him. And the Philistines envied him. Now let's take a second example. This was Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. That's right, you got that idea. Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. In 1 Kings 17, verse 18, all the way to verse 9. Oh no, verse 8. 1 Kings 17, 8. And the word of the Lord came unto him after the brook dried to Elijah, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded the widow woman to dare sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I beg you, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to bring the water, he called and said, please help me join bread with the water. Do you understand? Elijah was very wise. He started gradually. Please, it was bread he wanted, but he started with water. As he saw that, the woman said, all right, you can have the water. While she was going, he said, please, don't bring only water. Join puff puff with it. Help me join donut. That was when the woman said, as for water, I understand. But this new request, this supplementary request. You know supplementary budget. This supplementary request, I cannot attend to it. I don't have any cake, no bread, no donuts, no puff-puff. I have a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering 2 sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat the final food and die. And wait for death. And he said, Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, the God first mentality, and bring unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Somebody say a loud amen. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. If you are to ask me who sustained who, I have asked the widow woman to sustain you. Did the widow woman sustain Elijah or Elijah sustain the woman? It's a mutual sustainability. Oh yeah. Because she needed to, Elijah needed to feed, and the woman needed to live. You see, many times when we give things to God, it is not for the benefit of God as it were, as much as it is for our benefit. But if only you can hear God, you can live long. We are about to eat and die. And that death was averted by one voice. If only you can hear God, you can live long. There are journeys you won't take if you heard God. If there are friends you will not call friends if you heard God well. There are associations you will never be in if you heard God correctly. And hear God, you can live long. If only you can hear God, you can live well. Not just long, but well. Because there are those who are living long and praying to die. Because they are not living well, even though they are living long. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. I pray and I prophesy upon somebody here. The voice of God is coming for you in this season. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Why was the woman behaving as if she didn't hear God? Because God said, I have commanded a widow woman to feed you. So we expected that as soon as the man arrived, the woman would say, okay, I've been expecting you. You are welcome. Sit down. No. She needed to prove if that was the man. I have the last food. I'm about to die. Then the man said, oh, no. You need to hear this. This is what God told me. The food will multiply. Then she realized that she has heard that from God. Yes. Prove all things. In the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, every word is confirmed. Don't just run with one evidence. Prove all things in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses. If it was God who spoke to me, when I see the man, let God prove it, that this is the man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was Elijah. And again, I decree, I declare, I announce, I prophesy in the name that is above every name. God is ushering you into the realm of your supply now. No matter how bad it is. Now don't hear this. No matter how bad it is, the voice of God will keep you above the flood. No matter how bad it gets, the voice of God will keep you above board, above the flood. His commandment is the escape from the embarrassments of life. The commandments of God will cause you an escape from the embarrassments and the harassments of life. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord of believers, amen. First anniversary of the IGC in Leeds, UK. Congratulations, Leeds. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Now, if we are to proceed after Elijah and the widow, our next example will be Elisha and the army of Israel. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15 to 17, then verse 20, 2 Kings 3, there was a need for the supply for Israel, the supply of water and logistics. But now, Elisha said, bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. And it came to pass in the morning when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom. And the country was filled with water. There was a need for water. And Elijah needed to know what to do. And God said, and as he began to play, the hand of God came upon him and he heard God, make this valley full of ditches. Do you know what divine direction will communicate? Divine direction will communicate strategic action for supernatural provision. It will communicate strategic action for supernatural provision. God, and I'm going to come to that shortly, where the voice of God is saying, if you do this, you are going to change. Your level will shift. You are going to move to another dimension. If you do this, there was a recession that was coming in America in the days of Kenneth Hagin. Lord, what are we going to do? He said, well, the recession is coming for real. Do this, do this, and do this. One of the things God told him is, the programs I didn't command you, don't do them. Outreaches that are not commanded, shut them down. And you will survive the recession. Many people were wiped out, but he remained on his feet because he had God. He had God. A man under Kenneth Hagin's ministry said, a millionaire in dollars. He has never lost in business. And what is your secret? I have an upper room. When I want to make a business decision, I go there. If I hear yes, I go ahead with investment. If I hear no, I don't. If I don't hear anything, I wait. And he has never lost a dime. Divine direction. That was Elisha. Finally, Peter and the lake of Gennesaret. In Luke chapter 5 verse 1, all the way to verse 5, it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night. We have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And having verse 6, and when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. And their net break. They brought it into the ship, and the ship began to sink. There is what something we call net breaking and ship sinking. Breakthrough. It comes by his word. Listen. For as long as the voice is absent, the toil must be present. The absence of his voice is the presence of the toil. A man continues to toil for as long as the voice is absent. For as long as the voice is absent, the toil must be present. So, most times, what we may need is not more of the toil, but more of the voice. Oh yes, there are situations where if you work harder, you get more results. But what is the use working harder in the wrong, in the thing you don't need to work at all? Do you understand what I'm talking about? What is the use working harder in what? Okay, I am planning to go to my degree from Abuja. I come to Zaria, and then I turn towards the road that is going to ABU Zaria, and then follow that road that is going to Funtua, and then going to that road that is going to Zamfara, Guso. Will I end in my degree? Okay, let me increase my speed. I will reach Sokoto faster. I will only be assisted with speed to arrive at the wrong destination with speed. Did you hear what I just said? When I come to Makurdi after River Benue Bridge, and I am going through that road to Enugu, instead of going straight through a lady to go and going straight, I turn left and then follow the road that is leading me to Boko, Kasinala. After that, I go to Ogoja. Then I began to speed. I am using speed to intimidate my confusion. I will only reach Udukwani Junction. Bubra, Ugep, and Udukwani Akampa. I will only reach there in a hurry. You just reach the wrong destination fast. No wonder we're coming from. Was it Lagos? Through Akure. And through that Ogoni Magongo Road. But so, we're coming. All of a sudden, I was walking and I walk a lot while we're moving. I've been walking for about 1, 2 or more hours. When I lifted up my head, the road did not look like the road we came through. To worsen the matter, I was seeing mileposts on the road. Bini, 100 kilometers, how many kilometers? 47. I said, driver, stop. And he was speeding. That day, as if he entered a new covenant with the accelerator. I said, stop. We stopped. We saw a vulcanizer, right? A mechanic like that. I said, which road is this? What, where are we? What road is this? No. What road is this? I have a man. Note what he replied me. Una de go bini. Are you going to Benin? He said, no. He saw Abuja. He shook his head. He said, what happened? He said, you now miss the road. What should you do? He said, turn. I said, so after we turn, what would we do? How far? He said, just they go. That is, I cannot describe to what extent you miss the road. Just they go. Chai. That was when I realized that speed is not an asset in the wrong direction. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? But the good thing is that no matter how far you went in the wrong direction, a U-turn is possible when you realize it. So that was how they went. We just they go until we turned it. Driver is just, I'm sorry, sir. We're sorry, give up, we're sorry, make us reach there now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will not miss it in life. You will not miss your journey in life. You are saying amen, say loud amen. So you don't need more toil. You need more of his voice. You need more of his oil. When you find you are toiling without results. Now, what is the blessing of direction? I mentioned three things in the first service. Maybe for the purpose of completion, we can repeat that. That direction ends deprivation. Second, that direction guarantees provision. And third, that direction brings rest. The next three is like them, but a bit different. And this is one now for this service, or four overall. That direction terminates frustration. I have toiled all night. I caught nothing. The blessing of direction. Direction terminates frustration. I have toiled all night. Luke chapter 5. And in verse 4. I've taken nothing. Direction, his voice is the end of the toil. But at thy word, I will let down the net. Direction terminates frustration. I see somebody receiving direction, and it is concluding your season of frustration in the name of Jesus. Number two, direction guarantees abundance. You know, we said provision, and now we are seeing abundance. Provision is different. Provision is meeting basic needs. Abundance is excess. It guarantees abundance. We saw that already in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1 to 3. We saw that also in the life of Abraham. How he followed the direction of God and landed in abundance. Genesis 12, 1 to 5, and Genesis 13 and verse 2. Direction guarantees abundance. And number 3, direction facilitates peace. He leads me beside still waters. Direction is the facilitator of peace. Isaiah 48 and in verse 18. Direction brings peace. Oh, that they had hearkened to my commandments. Then would their peace be like a river. Then had thy peace. Peace. What is? What is? Rest is the absence of stress. What is peace? The absence of battle. The absence of crisis. The absence of anxiety. Peace. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. Peace like a river. Peace like a river in my soul. And I've got joy like the ocean. I've got joy like the ocean. Joy like the ocean in my soul. I've got joy like the ocean. Joy like the ocean. And joy like the ocean in my soul. Hallelujah. Peace. Psalm 85 and in verse 8. I will hear what the Lord will speak. He will speak peace. Tranquility, serenity, equanimity. Peace. I welcome you to this season. Finally, what are the strategic directions that can bring the blessing? Strategic directions is the same thing. Like I said in the first service. Direction unto separation, consecration, or separation. When God brings you out, Joseph was different from his brethren. In Genesis chapter 37 and in verse 2, he brought the evil report of his brethren to their father. When the time came, his outcome was different. Genesis 39. Or rather 41. 39 to 44. Daniel was different. He refused to defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. Daniel chapter 1 and in verse 8. And that reflected in his outcome. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, he was in charge of a kingdom. That consecration and separation gives you access. God telling you, get out of here. Leave this kind of lifestyle. Leave this kind of habit. Leave this kind of company of people. Leave, even some might be your relations. Just disconnect from this kind of company. Ah. Makes the whole world of difference. Number two is direction onto specific location or endeavor. God sent Elijah to the widow of Zarephath. I've commanded a widow woman to sustain you. Elijah did not say widow is widow. What a widow of Nazareth. Let me go and look for widow in Capernaum. No. Location. Divine provision is location specific. Don't forget that. Divine provision is divine, is tied to divine locations. And locations go with locations. Go to the brook Cherith. Not all brooks. The brook of Cherith. So God may send you into an endeavor. A new field. A career. A location. There are those who relocated themselves and God did not relocate them. I've seen village-based billionaires before. Direction onto specific location. Number three is direction onto strategic steps or action. Strategic steps. Launch your debt into the deep. This is the right time to put your money into this investment. Invest, divest. Remove your money from here now. Instruction onto strategic steps or action. Take this journey. I'm going to show you something. Action is the determinant of outcome. For every action, there is a corresponding outcome. And finally, it is direction unto giving or sacrifice. Peter gave his sheep to the master to stand on first. It was after the master finished standing on Peter's sheep that the voice that brought the breakthrough came. There are times when you will be led, guided to make a sacrifice, to give a giving, to be guided, you'll be led. Somebody say a loud amen. So that when men say they are cast down, you will be saying there is a lifting up. Now I can tell you, when a man's ways please the Lord, he will make even his enemies to be at peace with him. Beloved, if you are battling with tithing and giving, you haven't begun. Tithing is the basic minimum. The battling with that is kindergarten. We are at the point where there is nothing that God has given to us that he cannot make demand on per time. And it shows on every side. I welcome you to a season of divine direction for provision and divine guidance for abundance. Who is in that realm right now? Stand on your feet with a loud shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. The loudmost shout of praise. Take your seat. My time is up. Please sit down. But I must tell you this inspiring story to let you know that God can use anything to meet your needs. Last year, I was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Prayed for Evangelist Jonathan Shuttlesworth. Put my suit, red suit, velvet suit, laid on him. I'm describing it like that because of what somebody said about it. And for 1 hour, the man was under power. Under power. 1 hour. Well, after that, a lot of things exploded. But this is one thing that happened. Where we used for that conference, they needed somewhere bigger than where the place was used. They approached a billionaire who they later discovered was an unbeliever billionaire, a mafia guy. Once he realized it was church that wanted the building, he said, it is better the building remains empty than for him to rent it to church. Not free of charge, oh, church will pay rent. It's better it remains empty. Well, after that decision he made, he began to go bankrupt. 70% loss in his real estate business. Now, here enters a second billionaire. He's not necessarily a church person, but he has sympathy for the things of God. This man who got bankrupt is his opponent, enemy. They don't like each other in the business world. But that one hates church. This one likes church, even though he doesn't really go to church as it were. Are you getting the picture? So this one that likes the church realized that this one who refused to give the church his building, he realized that he was in distress and wants to sell a big property worth $15 million. But he was so distressed and bankrupt sell, they were going to sell it for $5 million. And he just renovated the building with about $4 million. But he has to sell. And this billionaire, if he knew he was going to buy it from him, he would still not sell to this billionaire. So the billionaire used like two companies that did not have any bearing with his name. And he bought the property from his worst enemy. And are you ready for this? And handed it to the church that the man denied. And that property is next door to the man's house. The one who refused to rent the church. The property is now neighbor to the church on his own property. When he realized what was happening, he ran mad and went to court. The other billionaire was very happy. He was enjoying himself. It was a fun. He told the church, don't bother. Don't even hire any lawyer. I will handle the case. And he took federal lawyers. The program I went to preach last July that he should not hold. Maybe he didn't know the people that were on the handbill. Court trashed it and returned back the property to the church. This good billionaire, he told the church, I will hold the property for you for 3 years. All I need from you is every year, give me $1. Every year, give me $1. Hey! Even you can pay $1. Not 10, no, not 1,000. Every year, $1. Every year, $1. Every year. He said, and I want to hold it for 3 years so I can fight all the legal battles. Clear it. And after 3 years, bam, take it to you Church, you own it. That land can take how many thousand seater auditorium? It has everything on it. It has literally something like a 5-star hotel, which we stayed in when we got there, all on the land. God can make raven feed prophets. Even if the raven doesn't give his food to any other person, stand up on your feet. That was what he did to Elijah, we saw in the first service. He used the raven to feed the prophet. Look at your neighbor, say, the ravens are coming, the ravens are coming, the ravens are coming. God is going to give you unbelievable supplies from unbelievable sources. Somebody bless, say amen. Somebody bless, say amen. Lift your hands, say, I receive direction. I receive the voice of direction. Today, I receive his voice of direction. Today, in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? For the next 5 minutes, we're going to pray. We're going to use Isaiah chapter 45, verse 3. Everybody read together. I want to go.
And I'll go before.
All right, read verse 2 and 3. Verse 2 and 3.
And now,
I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that thou may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. This scripture shall be fulfilled in your life. For the next 5 minutes, you are going to pray in the spirit. Lord, I receive your direction. Go before me. Give me guidance to the treasures of darkness, secret hidden riches of secret places. Lead me to where you need me to be. And if you are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongues, get ready. While we pray, as the Holy Ghost comes upon you, just open your mouth and pray as you have the inspiration and the leading of God. Lift your voice now and say after me and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you today. I ask for the flow of the Spirit to pray in accordance with your will, in the name of Jesus, to access mysteries of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. I receive direction now. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Pray. Raga di galaga 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 di Thank you. Blessed be your name. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. We worship you. We are so sorry at the goodness gate of but God's grace next Sunday. The sound must be better because of this sound that is turned. But lift up your hands. At the end of the service, you can go back to YouTube or pick up the message, so that you can fully flow with this service. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Lord, I hinder me. Get your hands. I want to live. Oh Lord, just right where you are. I want to stay. Oh Lord, in your resting place. Lead me away from things that keep me from you. Separate me from the things, Lord, I hinder me. Lift your hands everywhere you are. La kokorata yala yala. Leketo sefretu namagaya kalayari. Zarote sefreta kalayane narabasu. Lift your hands. I see divine direction coming. Divine direction, strategic direction that will give rise to strategic action. It's coming right now. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands high. Father, let the fire flow. Let the fire flow. Let the fire flow. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh hell. Fresh hell. Fresh hell. Fresh hell. Fresh grace, fresh message. And I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and place your hands on your head and begin to blast in tongues again. Father, let fresh fire flow, fresh grace, fresh help, fresh message. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, receive. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Blessed be your name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor.